Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome to Nahar Torah. In this series, this is shir number 21, and we're in the second shir of Harchakos, and we're going today deal with the different categories of Harchakos. The shir should be zoiche, the chayim, hakadoshim, and all the kochot habitachon who are shomer al atzeinu, and just like they are shomer on us, so too Hashem should be shomer on them. And should go in and fight with them so they can go in b'shalom and come out b'shalom as well and accomplish all of their tasks. Now, last time we dealt with the two reasons which every harchaka is based on. We said it's either due to kirva, because the couple may, lest they become to be intimate, or lest the couple come to touch. Now, we are going to explain the five categories which harchakos can be broken into. So, yesterday we dealt with the reasonings of the harchakos. Today we're going to deal with the types of harchakos. So there are five types of harchakos, in my opinion, that we can break it down into. They are things which cause attraction. This is one category of harchakos. So there are cases which are actions that cause attraction, and because of this, we're going to have necessary harchakos. There's passing. If I pass something to the spouse. There's food. There's harchakos related to food. There's bedroom harchakos and also sharing a bench, as well as harchakos for a sick spouse. So, in the upcoming Shiurim Bezrat Hashem, we're going to cover each one of these topics. And today we're going to start with the respective dinim of the in the case of things which may cause attraction. So we're going to give four scenarios, and we're always going to ask ourselves, is it mutter or is it usser? What's the reason? We're going to give the source as well, and we're going to explain if it's possible to be mut, to be matir, or opposite, if one should be oiser this action in a specific case. So let's go and get into it. So, for example, a wife wearing perfume. Now, a wife, why does she wear perfume? It's to cause the attraction for the husband. So we paskin that it's best not to. It's not oser, but it's better not to. Okay, it's better for the wife not to wear perfume while she is a nida, and also, like we said yesterday, during the Zion Nikim. The reason is because it leads to attraction. Like we said, kirva. The source for this din is the chukas hatahara, and it's possible to be matir this action of her wearing the perfume if there is no other option. Now, what about the husband smelling the wife's perfume? So there's two cases here. One case is on the wife herself, of her wearing the perfume, he ba'atzma. There's a second case of the husband smelling the wife's perfume, okay? And this doesn't have to be lavdavka that she's wearing the perfume, seemingly. It is completely usur for the husband to do so, because it leads to attraction because of kirva, and this is all brought down in the Pitchei Tshuva, and there's no possibility to be matir for this. Now, if the wife is wearing the, if what about we dealt with now perfume? So now we're going to deal with deodorant. So the wife, is she allowed to wear deodorant? Is the husband allowed to smell her deodorant? So we paskin halacha lemaisa that it's mutter for both the wife to wear the deodorant and for the husband to smell the wife's deodorant. And we explain that this is because the deodorant is not, unlike perfume, which is meant for attraction, deodorant is meant to prevent sweating, and the husband seemingly does not enjoy the smell. This is also brought down by the chukas tahara we quoted earlier about the wife wearing perfume. Again, and because of the reasoning, there is no need to be oser in any case. Now, dressing up, is the wife allowed to dress up fancy and the nice clothes and whatever while she's in the nida? So the Gemara in Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Ovadia paskin all that it's mutter for her to do this. And the reason is, it's because we want the husband to look at her favorably. Okay, sometimes it's a little tough during Nida, whatever it is. And we want the husband to look at her favorably, and if, perhaps if she doesn't get dressed up, it can cause shalom bias issues, so we allow her. However, it's a best to avoid overly dressing up when possible. She doesn't need to deck out in the high heels and the fancy $5,000 dress. A nice sanua regular dress to look nice and dress up for a wedding is definitely fine. Bezrat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.